Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When the news broke that the Cowboys hired Mike McCarthy, I saved this tweet from Rich Gannon, who played in one of my favorite offenses of all time, the Raiders West Coast, where he was sitting there winning the MVP 17 years in the league and an NFL analyst for CBS. And Rich Gannon was tweeting praise from Mike McCarthy, how they worked together in Kansas City for 4 years and how excited Dak should be. Sean and RJ joined now by Rich Gannon on the buyersafety.com hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. We're very excited and intrigued about Mike McCarthy. Why should Cowboy fans be excited about this hire? What was your time and relationship like with Mike?
Well, you know, I had been in the league 7 years. I had spent my first 6 years with the Vikings. I spent a year. I got traded to the Redskins in 94. And then I spent, 4 years with Mike in Kansas City. And Mike was my quarterback coach. And it was amazing after 7 years in the league how much I didn't know. And Mike was so good at breaking down an opponent, you know, getting you ready, preparing the quarterbacks. The communication was incredible. His attention to detail, it brought great energy and professionalism and attention to detail to those meetings. And, you know, I that's really where my career began to take off. You know, it's really where I began to understand the complexity of defenses, better understanding of protections. And I just think he could command a room. I knew very early on in the process this guy was going to be a head coach at some point. He went on to, you know, obviously have great success as a coordinator and then get his opportunity in Green Bay. And I just knew that Mike was going to do a good job. And I think it's important to recognize the quarterbacks that he's worked with. He worked with Joe Montana in Kansas City. He took Steve Bono, who didn't have a great career, and put him in a Pro Bowl. Again, that's where my career kind of catapulted and got my jump start before I went on to the Raiders and went to four straight Pro Bowls. He took Aaron Brooks. You know, if you go back and look at Aaron Brooks in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Aaron Brooks had a couple good seasons in New Orleans, but Mike calling plays. He had Alex Smith as a rookie in San Francisco. Of course, he coached Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. But you look at Aaron Rodgers' run from 2008 to 2018. Guys, he threw for almost 350 touchdowns, 43,000 yards. They won 10 or more games in a bunch of seasons, really dominated that division, the NFC North, and won a Super Bowl. So I think he brings not only credibility, but he's going to bring a certain toughness. Mike's from Pittsburgh. He's going to get that blue-collar mentality. I just think an accountability, a toughness, attention to detail, and maybe some leadership that was missing from that organization.
Rich, is there that one sort of one thing that really stands out that he preaches to quarterbacks that this is his big sticking point?
Footwork. And, you know, it starts with footwork. Mike's a big proponent of footwork, trust in the protection, trust in your feet. You know, when you look at guys that miss throws, a lot of it's footwork related, you know, and I always say if the feet aren't right, then, you know, the throw's not going to be right. You look at Aaron, how people don't talk enough about his feet. He's got great arm talent. There's no question about it. But you watch his feet, his ability to escape pressure, his ability to reset, his ability to step up in the pocket, his ability to slide, quickly reset. So they do a ton of drills that way. I think if I was Dak Prescott, guys, I'd be so excited because this is a guy that, you know, has taken the development of the quarterback position to another level. He's had great success, even with some younger quarterbacks that have gone through that program, even Matt Hasselbeck and some of those type of quarterbacks. So I just think that, you know, he's really going to benefit from being around a guy that not only understands the position, but I think sees the game through the eyes of the quarterback.
Rich, what about the system? You know, West Coast, we hear so much about it. Jason Garrett, kind of a Don Coryell tree. How different do you think these offenses are going to be, and how much is Mike going to change things with Dak?
Well, I'm sure he's going to change quite a bit. And, you know, there's some carryover in systems, guys. I mean, you start learning concepts. You start learning the run game, whether it's the power game, the outside zone, the inside zone, the trap game, the screen game. I mean, you learn concepts. I think the big thing for Dak is going to be really investing the time, the effort, and the energy in the offseason to spend time at the facility, to spend time around Mike, to spend time around the quarterback coach and the coordinator, just to really familiarize himself with the terminology and the verbiage, because it's going to be different. There's no question about that. And you've got to buy in. You know, the quarterbacks that have bought in, that you know, said, hey, look, I know this is going to be different, but I'm all in, and I'm going to come in and study and do the work and really marry myself to the system, typically are the ones that have the most success early on and right out of the gate. And that's going to be important for Dak. But there's going to be some new learning. There's no question about it. I know he's a smart guy. He can handle it, but it's going to be – that's the basis of it. But a lot of it has evolved over the years. And Mike is a guy that, you know, like most play callers, is going to borrow concepts and ideas and things that he's seen. And, look, Mike spent a lot of time over the last 12 months. You know, you guys, look what he did over the last 12 months. I've talked to him a number of times. This guy has been all in, 5 days a week, studying the league, studying what they want to do differently, studying, breaking down their systems, looking at the scheme, the evaluation, the personnel, even the coaching. You know, he's evaluated coaches to see who he'd want to bring to his staff. So I just think he's going to – and look, he's supremely motivated. I think he was embarrassed by what happened in Green Bay, the way the whole thing went down. I think he's got some unfinished business. I think he's really excited about the opportunity in Dallas.
NFL MVP, NFL analyst Rich Gannon dropping the Mike McCarthy knowledge on us right here on The Fan. One more question about the West Coast. What would you say are the prototypical traits to have? Sometimes we have some issues with Dak's accuracy. He is a hard worker, but is it about intelligence, accuracy, footwork, 1, 2, 3? What would you say are the prototypical traits?
Well, I think it starts up front, and I think the Cowboys have a great offensive line. They've got a great running back, and contrary to what some people think, Mike's going to want to run the football with Ezekiel Elliott. I think play action off of that. I think the quarterback movement throws that I think Dak can be really good at. I think the drop back game where he'll get some things cleaned up. The accuracy you talked about, I really believe when you start, you know, people say, well, can you have a quarterback become more accurate? Absolutely. When you have a better understanding of protections, a better understanding of concepts, defenses, why we're calling plays. But the why is so important, guys. Why? Why are we calling this play in this situation? What is the coach thinking? What is it, a shot play? Is it a completion play? Is it, you know, what are we anticipating from the defense? It's 3rd and 5. Okay, they're, you know, 60% pressure. You know, it's a 2-deep look. It's not pressure. Okay, then what are we going to do? And that's, when you look at Aaron Rodgers, he had more freedom and flexibility at the line of scrimmage than any quarterback in the league. So Dak is going to have some of that. He's got to earn that. But he's going to have that opportunity to get out of a bad play into a better play, to change the protection, to go from a run to a pass to a run. And that's the flexibility that I think is the beauty of the system once you finally understand it.
Rich, this will be the 4th quarterback coach for Dak in 5 years. Is that a big deal, or is that something the media overrates? Too many quarterback coaches constantly changing, you know, coordinators and stuff. It could hinder a quarterback's growth. Is that real, or do we overrate that?
No, it's real. I think too much change around a quarterback is a bad thing. In fact, it's dysfunctional. You look at the quarterbacks, that Alex Smith is the poster child for that. I think he had 6 coordinators in his first 7 years. Now, the quarterback coach is not as significant if the system essentially stays the same. There's not as much new learning. But this is going to be a major adjustment for him. And, you know, again, he's going to have to really grind away. This is going to be a very busy offseason for him if he really wants to get the most out of it. And look, this is what I would tell Dak is this is an amazing opportunity. You know, you got to buy in because this is a guy that knows football, that's going to call the plays, that's going to be in that quarterback meeting room, that's going to spend a lot of time with the quarterback during the week. I had that relationship with John Gruden, and there's nothing like it. It's one thing to have a head coach who's not involved in the scheme, not involved in the game planning, not involved calling plays, Mike is all in. And this is a great opportunity for Dak, I think, to really take his game to the next level.
So, Rich, in doing all of our McCarthy homework on the Cowboys flagship, we wrote down some of the negatives out there, that he got stale, stubborn, unwilling to change, not creative, stop being creative offensively. Which of those criticisms are most fair and unfair?
You know, it's hard when you're not in the building every day. I would say this. Mike would never talk about it, but the reality of the situation up there with Ted Thompson initially was that they're just a draft and develop philosophy type team.
Yeah.
And they were never active participants in free agency. And if you really want to continue to win at that level, you've got to look at every resource available to you to build your roster. And they simply didn't do that. They didn't spend the money in free agency. That wasn't a big part of their identity as a football team. They drafted players. They tried to develop them. They tried to keep them within the system. They tried to re-sign them. But that was hard. You know, when they needed a tight end, they didn't always go out and get one. When they needed a pass rusher, they didn't always go out and get one. When they needed a couple cover corners, they didn't always do that. And so I think that was hard for Mike. And Mike, you know, never really said anything about it negatively, even after he got fired, and he probably never will. But I think that was a big part of it. And I think at times he felt like he had his hands tied. When he tried to put together a game plan, and you get your Devontae Adams isn't playing or Randall Cobb's not playing. It's hard. It's hard to put together a plan when you don't have the depth and talent at key positions.
What was more impressive this weekend? What Tennessee did to Baltimore or Kansas City's comeback against Houston?
Wasn't that amazing? I think we're splitting hairs. I've been impressed with Tennessee. I think that was a surprise, the fact that they just got after Baltimore the way they did, and they built up. But they did exactly what they had to do. You know, as great as Lamar Jackson is, the drop-back game is not his baby just yet. Nor is it their teams. You know, and I think if you could force them to get to a drop-back game passing the football like the Chargers did a year ago, then you got a chance, and that's exactly what happened. But the Chiefs, I never felt like they were out of it because, you know, they just got off to such a poor start. But the quarterback is an elite player, and once they got rolling, there was no stopping the Chiefs.
You know, with the Ravens and their performance, they rested basically a lot of guys on week 17. They had a bye, so that's almost 3 weeks off. Do you believe in the rest-rust factor, and would you play your guys week 17?
I think it was a mistake. And, you know, hindsight's 20/20. It's easy to say that. You're not the coach, and you go out and play Lamar Jackson week 17. He twist his ankle or something. But that's a long, you know, when you play so well, that's a long time off. And these guys are used to playing every week, especially this time of the year. I think there is a certain rust factor coming out of the gate slowly. Even Kansas City, I mean, the Chiefs came out and they looked sluggish early. And there's something to be said for that. And I think it's hard to stay sharp when you've got that week off and you're not practicing as much. You don't have the pads on. You're not banging. And I think coach is going to look at that more closely next season because both teams in particular, in the AFC, when you look at what happened to the Ravens and the Chiefs dodged a bullet there early because one more score. Hey, how about what would happen if Houston converted that fake punt? You know what I mean? And they go down and score and they go up, you know, another touchdown. That game may have gotten a little bit out of reach, and then that maybe changed the whole structure of that football game in Kansas City.
Rich, thank you for the absolute gold on Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys' future. We really appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of the postseason.
Guys, thanks so much. I think it's going to be an exciting time for Cowboys fans, and I'm excited as well to check out what Mike's going to do down there with Dak and the rest of the boys.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate
thanks,
it. Guys. Rich Gannon. Man, those Raider years. He started completing 66, 67%.
Mm-hmm.
And the efficiency of that offense was money. But, man, that's an interview to get you hype right there. Radio.com for the rewind or 105throughthefan.com if you missed it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.